Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host, Keith Glasser. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. Got an interesting topic to cover today. Seems to pop up every spring, specifically this time of year when guys are coming out of the bullpen and heading into the game. Let's talk about the radar gun. And in my experience, a lot of people think that they're wrong, specifically the pocket radars, and they think that they're just not accurate. And I think that there's a little bit of a misconception there. And sometimes that radar gun just doesn't tell you what you want it to tell you. So let's take a couple minutes and unpack this. And, you know, we can even get into some of the specifics as me and you have both leveraged the stalker, the jugs, and the pocket radar. And I think we can confidently say that there's very little difference in those three particular products. But what do you got on that one?
It's a dream ruiner. I mean, it's the reality, right? Like, I mean, you know how many people I've, you know, come up and, oh, yeah, I'm 89 to 91. Like, my stalker says you're 84. Ah, it's an off day. You know, I think, especially, you know, on the recruiting trail, you see it a lot, you know, and it's relatively easy, right, when you're a parent watching from the stands. Who's a coach, you know, generally you'll see some guys with the radar gun in their back pocket and their back belt strap. I was one of those guys, so I'm not going to shy away from that, but there's the pocket radar, there's the jugs, there's the stalker. You know, in especially in recent years, like there's not a lot of difference between those three specific products. You know, I don't necessarily, I know there's some other ones out there on the market that are a little bit cheaper, and I don't necessarily know how accurate they are, how good. I honestly have no idea. I've never used them, so I can't speak to it. But the three that you'll generally see a lot of people using are the stalkers, the jugs guns, and then the pocket radar. Pocket radar, you know, in recent years is, you know, popped up in popularity. Obviously it's a little bit cheaper and it fits in your pocket and looks like your phone. And it's, you know, I think when it first came out, there was a little bit of a discrepancy in some of the velos, you know, but in recent years, you know, specifically the last two or three years, like, you know, I've had those things next to stalkers and jugs guns, and they're not any different of a reading than you're getting on stalkers or Rapsodos or any of that stuff. So, you know, I think a lot of people, when they see the gun, like, you know, we immediately equate it to, you know, what you see your son doing, or daughter for that matter, in an indoor pitching setting where everything is controlled, right? You know, you're going to have, the air is controlled. There's no wind. There's no real pressure from a batter standpoint. There's no batter probably standing in the box. There may or may not be a catcher. You know, there's no repercussions for making bad pitches. So, you know, you can rear back and let it fly. You know, and I think sometimes it's that a lot of that stuff can create an atmosphere in which you can have some better numbers. It's not to say that they're not real or valid, but the real number and what matters is what you're going to do outside on a game mound with a hitter in the box and a catcher behind the plate and an umpire and what that looks like. And, you know, sometimes, and we've talked about this, the adrenaline, and you can get fired up and you can be a little bit higher, but, you know, those things don't lie. You know, I've had a lot of people tell me, like, this is a dream ruiner, man. Like, there's a lot of people think they throw hard, you get them on this and they don't. You know, and I think that there's a lot of scouts that believe the same thing. I think you have a scout, you know, that, you know, one of his lines is these things make $1 million decisions. They're not wrong. And there's a lot of truth in that. Like, you know, they're the same stalker sport that you see pro scouts using are the same ones that college guys are using in high school. Like, they're not wrong. They're going to tell you what you throw. You know, and again, it's a barometer for where you're at. You know, there's nothing worse than, you know, having someone come up behind you and be like, what's he at? Or like 3 to 5. It's like, usually is 89. Like, yeah, it's off by 6 miles an hour today. Huh? Yeah, no. Shucks. You know, and I think that that's one thing, especially, you know, for parents and other people listening, like, you want to avoid that talking to people. Like, if you're inquisitive and want to know, like, awesome, that's fine. But like usually, you know, he's a lot harder, you know, and okay, well, today's not. Sorry. You know, so it's, but they're real. The velos are real. They all match up. They're going to be within a mile, an hour of each other. Usually it's a fraction. So, you know, there's no real, you know, it's not like the stalker's telling you 89 and the pocket radar is telling you 82. Like, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. And if you've got one, and I know a lot of parents have the pocket radars now, like, if you're standing behind home plate and you're not 50 yards away and you're taking 30 readings, 29 of those readings are probably exactly right. You might have one that's a little bit off, but like, once again, we're talking about a mile an hour. And that's also why when you read scouting reports, when you talk to college coaches, they don't fixate on the highest number. They don't fixate on the lowest number. They fixate on the average or the median for you math withers out there. Like, they're basically looking at, if you threw 50 fastballs, what range of fastball did you throw? Because this is kind of like evaluation anyways, is you're never as good as your highest velocity, but you're also never as bad as your lowest velocity. Like, it's your true pitching velocity is what guys are looking for. So like, when you see a scouting report, you'll see kid was 84 to 87. That's the range that you most frequently threw your fastball. And then you'll generally add to the back end of that they topped out at 89.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. You may have hit it 88 too, but that was your outlier number, or you only hit it twice and you threw 30 fastballs. Most of them were 84 to 87. You touched 89. Like, that's what a scouting report looks like. And, you know, for parents or for players, like, yeah, we've talked about this, velocity matters, but don't blame the radar gun. Like, it's not, it might be off by a mile an hour, but if you think you throw 90 and that gun tells you you throw 82, you definitely throw 82 that day. you know, there's just not that big. There's not that big of a discrepancy. The other thing too, is that kids' velocities vary from start to start, from inning to inning. And that's an important thing too. And that's why coaches like to see guys throw 4 or 5 innings at a time, watch them compete, see them throw 3 or 4 different times, because you get a collection of information that gives you, that paints that picture of what that kid is. Radar and guns aren't wrong, and you can get mad at them if you want, but they don't care.
No, I mean, you'll get misreads from here from time to time, but like, misreads are obvious. It'll say like 105 or 127.
Yeah. Or that, like, you'll get one off the bat.
Right. Like, yeah. You'll get some misreads here and there, but like,
yeah. And that just takes a little bit of feel. Like, if the kid's 80 to 83 and all of a sudden 91 pops up on a ball that got put into play, you probably need to put 2 and 2 together that mm-hmm. it probably caught the exit velocity and not, which also tells you that they're pretty good at doing their job, the radar guns, if it's picking up an exit velocity from 30 feet behind home plate.
Right. And I think you can, the longer you do this, the more, you know, even seasoned guys can get, you'll get tricked, right? Like, you know, generally our IDAR is pretty close, but you know, you get me on a 12-hour day and it's 8 o'clock at night, like, that arm might look a little bit quicker than I think it is, but that's why I have my radar gun. Cause then I can put it up and be like, it's 80 to 82. Like, it looks like he's throwing absolute nitro out here.
The nighttime will trick even the most seasoned of veterans. And I would actually say that most guys who've watched a ton of baseball will temper their velocity expectations at night. When it looks like 85 to 87 and you've seen a lot of 85 to 87s that day, you usually are like, I want to say 86, but it's the nighttime effect, so I'm going to go 82.
Mm-hmm.
But balls, they certainly look like they move quicker at night. But that's why we got the radar gun, to your point. It doesn't care about light. It doesn't care how high the sun is in the sky. It doesn't care who's standing next to you. It's going to tell you the truth, or at least something that's really, really, really close to the truth.
That's right. And the truth shall set you free.
It shall.
That's a liar.
The other funny thing, The other thing is things, but... that guns are never off in the hot direction.
No.
They're always not picking up the velocity. It's never
it's always lower.
You got a 90 on that one? He's usually only 84. But never hear that side of the argument.
No. It's always, oh, you got an 84. This kid's usually 97. Like, oh, okay, yeah, he's down 13 miles an hour today. Huh.
Just
it's only 88 with 80% humidity and the sun's out at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday. Like, makes sense. It's going to take him a little bit longer to get loose.
All right. Well, I think we covered that topic effectively. Tune in next week. We'll have some more good tidbits for you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on EMDBaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.